Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we'll have the second class of the series of classes with the title Tree of Faith, Tree of Iman. And the title of the class today is The Branches of Faith. All praise is to Allah, the Most Merciful, who is guiding us to learn our faith and supporting us to follow the right path. Last week, we started to learn about the Tree of Faith, the Tree of Iman, which is a tree in the heart of the believers. The more that tree is strong and productive, the more the guidance and piety of the believer. Accordingly, as believers, we need to have all the knowledge about the tree of faith. Last week, we learned that the foundation of faith in Islam are the belief in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and the divine decree, the good and the bad of it. We learned about the belief in Allah's oneness. That is to say, the only power and will is that of Allah. So we must submit totally to Allah. That is to say, obey His commands and follow His rules, so that He will be pleased with us and will shower us with His mercy, which is the only mercy in life. We learned about the characteristics of those who have the true faith from Surah number 8, verse number 2. And the first characteristic is fear of Allah. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the tree of faith. Inshallah, today we will learn the branches of the tree of faith in Islam. And actually, we will focus on one of these branches, which is love of Allah. Let us now learn about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sorry, before learning about the branches of faith, let us remember the definition of faith. Faith in Islam is the statement of the heart and the tongue and the action of the heart, tongue and limbs. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, faith, Iman, has approximately 70 branches or 60 in another narration. The highest branch is living the statement, there is no God but Allah. The lowest branch is removing anything harmful from the street. Modesty is also a branch of faith. Inshallah, today we will learn about the branches of faith, all of them. We will revise all of them together, inshallah. And then we will focus on love of Allah as a very important root foundation of faith. So regarding the branches of faith, we will start by the 24 branches, which are the actions of the heart. Because we mentioned that branches of faith are actions of the heart, actions of the tongue, and actions of the limbs. 24 actions of the heart, 7 actions of the tongue, and around 38 or 35 actions of the limbs, according to different narrations. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding the actions of the heart, number 1, believe in Allah the Exalted. Number 2, believe in His angels. Believe in His divine related scriptures. Believe in the prophets and messengers. Number 4. Number 5, believe in divine knowledge and Allah's absolute will. Number 6, believe in the day of judgment. Also, believing of the questions to be asked in the grave. For example, also believing in resurrection, accountability, weight of the deeds, crossing the path, paradise and the hellfire. All these are part of the belief in the day of judgment. Number 7, loving Allah. Number 8, loving and hating for the sake of Allah. Number 8, loving and honoring Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number 10, sincerity. 11, repentance. 12, fear. 13, hope. 14, fulfillment of one oath with Allah or swear with Allah. 15, gratitude. 16, patience. 17, satisfaction. 18, reliance on Allah. Continue number 18, satisfaction. 18 is reliance upon Allah. 19, mercy. 20, humility. 21, not possessing arrogance or pride. 22, not being jealous. 23, not being hostile. 24, not being angry. These are the 24 actions of the heart, which are branches of the faith. Now we will learn about the actions of the tongue, proclaiming that Allah is the one, reciting the Quran, learning about Islam, teaching Islam, supplication, remembering Allah, and seeking forgiveness, not engaging in bad speech. So these are the 7 actions of the tongue, which are branches of the faith. Now we will learn about the actions of the limbs, the body. 15, the first 15 are related to one's own self. Number 1, physical and ritual purification. Number 2, covering one's body appropriately. Number 3, performing the obligatory and recommended prayers, as-salah. Number 4, paying the debt and giving charity. Number 5, freeing slaves. Number 6, generosity, feeding people and honoring guests. Number 7, fasting. Number 8, performing Hajj and Umrah. Number 9, tawaf, circling the Kaaba. Number 10, i'tikaf, dedicating time in the masjid to worship Allah. Number 11, seeking Laylatul Qadr, the night of power in Ramadan. Number 12, leaving the unlawful gathering for the sake of protecting one's faith. Number 13, fulfilling the oath. Or number 14, attempting to better understanding the Islamic belief. Number 15, expiating sins by performing a particular act. Expiating sins by doing the good deeds. Okay, now we will move about to learn about the action of the limbs, which are related to the people you are responsible for. Number 1, staying chaste till marriage.
Chaste.
Staying chaste till marriage. Number 2, fulfilling family rights. Number 3, being righteous to parents. Number 4, properly raising children. Number 5, maintaining ties to kinship. Number 6, obeying one's master and being gentle to servants. Now we will learn about the acts of worship which are related to common people. Number 1, fulfilling the rights of the leader. Number 2, reconciling between people. Number 3, not harming people. Number 4, granting loans. Number 5, fulfilling trusts. Number 6, honoring the neighbors. Number 7, removing harm from the street. Number 8, responding to greetings of peace as salam. And number 9, responding to someone who sneezes. Okay, so actually, sister, these are the branches of the faith which every one of us must know them. And every one of us must try to do as much as we can from all of them. They must be the basics for our manners. Okay, so that inshallah you will be all the time on the right path and you will be all the time rewarded. Because your intention will be that I am obeying all these commands for the sake of Allah, because they are the commands of Allah and they are the branches of my faith. Okay, today inshallah we will learn about love of Allah as one of the root foundation of faith. Inshallah, we will learn the verses of the Quran which remind us of Allah's blessing. Number 2, we will learn the obligation of love of Allah. Number 3, we will learn the virtues of love of Allah. And number 4, we will learn factors that increase the love of Allah in our hearts. Let us start by remembering Allah's blessings. And actually, sisters, we will just reflect on Allah's words on the Holy Quran. I will not give any translation. Meaning of the words. We will just listen to the Quran. We will just listen to the words of Allah, and we will try on focusing how Allah is showering us with a lot of blessings which are too much to enumerate. So there is no need to count because they are countless. But just all we need that we need to feel the blessings of Allah with our heart. The second you feel that you have countless blessings from Allah, you will feel that you love Allah because He is the source of all these blessings, and you will feel that you want to show Him that you appreciate these blessings by showing love and by showing submission to Allah in everything. So now we will recite from the Holy Quran some of the verses of the Quran related to Allah's blessings. And I always believe that the Holy Quran is source number one for the love of Allah. If you want to love Allah, you have to have the right connection with the Holy Quran, and inshallah it will be your easy way for love of Allah, inshallah. We will start by surah number 17, verse number
70. الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار.
صدق.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. It is Allah who created the heaven and the earth and sent down rain from the skies and produced thereby some fruit as provision for you, and subjected for you the ship to sail to the sea by His command, and subjected for you the rivers. And He subjected for you the sun and the moon, continuous in orbit, and subjected for you the night and the day. And He gave from you all you ask of Him. And if you should count the favor, blessing of Allah, you could not enumerate them. Indeed, mankind is generally most unjust and ungrateful.
Actually, sisters, I will just give a comment on these verses of the Quran because I want you always to feel the word, and He subjected for you. And He subjected for you. Okay, if Allah would not subject for us the sun and the moon and the night and the day and the ships to sail through the sea, if Allah the Almighty will not subject for us His creations, okay, those creations, it will be impossible for us to live. So all the time try to remember, when you are upset or you are not happy with anything in your life, or you want to complain from the decree of Allah, okay, just remember that Allah the Almighty is mentioning that He subjected to mankind all His creatures in the universe only for the mankind. Okay, so at that moment you will try to remember, you will remind yourself with the unaccountable blessings of Allah the Almighty, so there is no room for complaining from anything from Allah. If you count His blessings and you count your problems, you will be sure that His blessings are uncountable. You cannot enumerate them, and maybe you have one or two problems. So try all the time to focus on the positive and to focus on the blessings, because Allah is mentioning a statement in verse number 34, and Allah give you from all you asked of Him, and if you should count the favors or the blessings, attributes of Allah, you couldn't enumerate them. Indeed, mankind is generally, okay, most unjust and ungrateful. On the Day of Judgment, we don't want to be from those people, because those people will be in the hellfire, those whom they are unjust and ungrateful. Allah, in one verse of the Holy Quran, is mentioning that His blessings are uncountable, or we cannot enumerate them. So what you expect from a human being whom Allah is showering to him with blessings which the human being can't enumerate these blessings. You expect that he will be thankful to Allah all the time. He will submit himself to Allah all the time. He will love Allah the Almighty. Unfortunately, Allah is mentioning in the same verse that in spite of the fact that Allah's blessings are so much to be counted, but instead of this, most of the human beings, they are ungrateful to Allah the Almighty. Okay, sister, so this is a warning in this verse of the Quran. There is a warning from Allah. Be careful and try to get yourself away from those people, most of the people whom they are ungrateful to Allah. Those whom they are ungrateful to Allah, they will not be in the paradise. Okay, because Allah deserves from us love and to be grateful to Him. Okay, now we will recite again from Surah number 16 to try to have our hearts, okay, in the direction of appreciation and the love of Allah the Almighty. Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl. We will recite from verse 62 to 69. First, we will have Surah number 16, which is Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 62 to 69. 62 to 69. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن لكم في الأنعام. 66 chapter number 16 from 66 to 69. From 66 to 69.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن لكم في الأنعام لعبرة نسقيكم مما في بطونه من بين فرث ودم لبنا خالصا سائغا للشاربين ومن ثمرات النخيل والأعناب تتخذون منه سكرا ورزقا حسنا إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يعقلون وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون ثم كلي من كل الثمرات فاسلكي سبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And your Lord inspired to the beat. Oh, hold on. 66. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And indeed for you in grazing livestock is a lesson. We give you drink from what is in their bellies, between excretion and blood, pure milk, palatable to drinkers. And from the fruits of the palm trees and grapevines, you take intoxicant and good provision. Indeed, in that is a sign for a people who reason. And your Lord inspired to the bee, take for yourself among the mountains, houses, hives, and among the trees and in that which they construct. Then eat from all the fruits, and follow the ways of your Lord laid down for you. There emerges from their bellies a drink, varying in colors, in which there is a healing for the people or for people. Indeed, in that is a sign for a people who give thought.
Okay. Now we will continue to learn about Allah's blessings from Surah number 30. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 30. Surah Al-Rum. verse number 21. We are learning about different forms of Allah's blessing so that we will be aware and we will be reminded how the blessings of Allah are uncountable, or we can't enumerate them. Surah number 30, verse number 21.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And of his signs is that he created you from yourselves, meats, that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs of people who give thought.
Actually, after Allah the Almighty reminded us in many verses of the Quran and in many chapters about the blessings in the universe, also Allah is reminding us that he created for us spouses. And actually Allah placed between the spouses affection and mercy so that they can have a family and they can feel the love and the security in their life. So actually this is also a sign of Allah's blessing. We will learn also about different form of Allah's blessing from Surah number 10, verse number 107. Surah number 10, verse number 107. Surah number 10, Surah Yunus, verse number 107. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And if Allah should touch you with adversity, there is no remover of it except Him. And if He intends for you good, then there is no repeller of Him, there is no repeller of His bounty. He caused it to reach whom He will of His servants, and He is the forgiving, the merciful.
So actually, again, sisters, Allah is reminding of us about these great blessings of Allah. If Allah is touching us with adversity, and actually adversity is touching us because of our sins, we must know this. Okay, Allah mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever disaster you have, it is because of your deeds. Okay, so when we have disasters or hardships in our life or harm or adversity because of our sins, okay, Allah is the only one to remove it for us. Okay, so we have all the time to feel that if I want an outlet from my hardship, it is only through Allah. So I must love the one who will make for me the outlet from every hardship or any hardship, and also the one who can give me all the good in this life which I am looking for. The only way to have the good and the only way to get rid of the harm is to have Allah the Almighty to say be and it will be. Accordingly, I will all the time be believing that all my matters are up to be from Allah the Almighty. Allah is the one who can remove all the bad, all the difficult feelings which I have, all the difficult situation which I have, which sometimes I feel that there is no outlet for it. So this is a wrong feeling, okay, or a wrong belief. You must all the time have the feeling that Allah the Almighty can change everything, because Allah the Almighty is the one who created everything and Allah is the one who controls everything. Accordingly, all the time I will be having this feeling of peace and security that inshallah there is an outlet. Everyone is telling me my hardship or my adversity doesn't have an outlet, so I will respond by saying, no, there is an outlet. so long I believe in Allah, inshallah there is an outlet for every hardship, and inshallah what I am looking for can become a reality. So this is one of the blessings of Allah, to give you the hope all the time and to give you actually the feeling that Allah's mercy can change everything. Now alhamdulillah, we learned about some forms of Allah's blessings and favors on us, so we can get the benefit of these verses by planting the love of Allah in our hearts. Now we will learn about the obligation to love Allah. Allah has made His love obligatory on His believers as an important branch of the Muslim's faith. Okay, we must love Allah, sisters. Okay, this is very important. Love of Allah requires us to love what Allah loves. This is number one. If I love Allah, so I must love all what Allah loves, and I must dislike what displeases Allah. And further, I must demonstrate that love by following the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a very important fact. I can't say I love Allah, okay, and when the time of Salah comes, okay, I will not go and pray. Okay, I will tell you later. Okay, I will pray all the prayers at the end of the day. Now I am not in a good mood, I can't pray. Okay, then you tell me, Sister Mona, are you sure that you love Allah? I tell you, yes, of course, I love Allah more than myself. Okay, so you tell me, but Allah loves the prayers, and Allah commanded us to pray the prayer at the time of fixed prayer for every salah. This is a must. Allah said in the Holy Quran, "Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta." Prayer has, every prayer has fixed time, and they must pray the prayer at that fixed time. But Sister Mona, you didn't pray at the fixed time. So how you say that I love Allah and you are not following, you know, the commands of Allah? This is number one. Number two, if you observe that I am all the time biting the sisters. Okay, you come and tell me, Sister Mona, I am reminding you, you said before that you love Allah. I tell you, yes, I love Allah more than myself. Okay, so why you are biting the sisters? Allah doesn't like to this act. So I tell you, you know, sister, okay, I will stop. But the question is, who is stopping? Okay, who is trying to demonstrate the love of Allah by sincerely obeying the Quran and Sunnah? This is very important fact, sister. Love of Allah is not a word to say it by your tongue. Love of Allah is a belief in your heart which must be proved by your actions. And actually you are the winner, 100%, 1,000 per 100, when you love Allah. Today, inshallah, we will learn about the virtues and the benefits of the love of Allah, which actually they are priceless. Okay, the love of Allah. Okay, so this is very important to know that when you say I love of Allah, this means that you love what Allah loves. Not just to pray for the sake of getting rid of the prayer or having the reward. No, I am praying because I love Allah and Allah loves the prayer, so I love the prayer. I love the prayer. Okay, and because I love it, okay, I live it and I feel it. Okay, this is number one. And also I dislike what displeases Allah. When you tell me you dislike gambling, I tell you yes. You tell me you are not gambling because you know you don't have money. Okay, I tell you no, sister. I am not gambling. Okay, because I dislike what displeases Allah. Whatever displeases Allah, I don't like it. I can't do it. I can't get close to it. Because I love Allah and I believe that Allah is watching me, so I can't do anything which displeases Allah. This is the proof that you love Allah. I want to clarify to you these facts, sister, so that inshallah we will not waste our life believing that I am very close to Allah, because I always say by my tongue I love Him, in spite of the fact I am not following His commands. But I am sure that because I say I love Allah all the time, I will be, inshallah, in the paradise. This is wrong belief. Okay, the right is that you must do the action. Belief is words you say it by your tongue, and action which proves your belief. Number two, sisters, try to reflect on your love for your parents, your love for your kids, your love for your husband. The minute you love someone, It is the same minute you will try to make that person please be pleased with you and happy with you and in a good relation with you. Okay, when you love your husband and your husband will tell you don't go to that place and that place, which you feel happy in this place, or don't speak with that friend because I don't like that friend, you will be very happy, okay, to obey or to follow the advice of your husband. So why with Allah the Almighty, if we consider ourselves from those whom they love Him, why we don't love what Allah likes? This is a question which everyone must actually question herself about all the time. When the shaitan will come to you and try to whisper to you to disobey Allah, okay, have a second with yourself and tell to yourself, myself, I love Allah. And if I love Allah, I can't follow the shaitan. I can't follow the shaitan. Remind yourself with the duties of the love of Allah. If you love Him, you love what He likes, and you dislike what He, what displeases Him. So this belief, okay, will be all the time stimulating you not to obey the shaitan and reminding you of the duties towards Allah if you say that you love Him. Actually, to prove the love of Allah, we will recite now from Surah number 3, verse number 31, to know about our duties regarding proving our love to Allah. Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 31.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم.
Say, if you should love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins, and Allah is forgiving and merciful.
So actually, sister, this verse of the Quran, is clarifying that it is the obedience of the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is the proof of the love of Allah. Okay? Now, inshallah, we will start to learn about virtues of the love of Allah. Number one, tasting the sweetness of faith. I will explain to you this hadith because this is a very important hadith or saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes the sisters can't feel its meaning or know its meaning. I will clarify it to you, inshallah. We will first read it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever possesses the following three qualities will taste the sweetness, the delight of faith. Number one, the one to whom Allah and His Messenger became dearer than anything else. Number two, the one who loves a person only for Allah's sake. Number three, the one who dislikes leaving his religion in the same way that he dislikes being thrown in the fire. Okay, so I will clarify to you the meaning of this hadith because inshallah this hadith is very important for every one of us because you need to feel the delight and the sweetness of the faith. Because when you will feel that sweetness, it will all the time stimulate you to follow the rules of Allah, to love Allah, okay, and to be all the time inshallah having the sincere faith. Regarding the meaning of the hadith, number one, we must know that faith or iman has sweetness, okay, that is perceived by the hearts of the believers. The source of this sweetness is the love of Allah and the love of what Allah loves, okay. What is the meaning of this, sisters? I want to explain it to you. When you love Allah the Almighty, okay, you will feel that it is more easy for you to follow the commands of Allah. Because there is a basic fact regarding the human spirit, basically, not related to Islam or anything. If you want someone to do any act in the best shape, he must or she must love that act. Okay, without love, you can do any act, but it will not be a sincere one, and it will not be the best one, and you will not be all the time doing that deed. Okay, you will stop by time if you don't have love. But if you love any deed, okay, or any action, okay, you will do it in the best shape. It will be very easy for you, and it will be continuous. It will be permanent. It will not be a temporary act. So if you want to check yourself with the salah, for example, okay, if you notice that you can pray, or you pray two or three days in the best shape, then after 3 or 4 days you feel weak and you don't wait, you don't want to feel all the prayers and you are very lazy and I can pray them later, and you must know that love is missed in this action. There is no love. Okay, this is a very important fact regarding any action in your life. If you want to study, if you want to travel, if you want to cook, if you want to do any deed, you must love it, you must accept it. You must be the one who have the desire to do it. I want to do. Okay, so you must have this I want to do. Okay, so regarding Allah the Almighty, it is impossible for you. Impossible. To do all or to follow all the commands of Allah except when you love Him. Because when you have the love in your heart, this is actually the magic, okay, of the love, is that it will be very easy for you to do what Allah likes, okay? For example, if you love Allah and you have a class and the weather is too hot and the masjid is far away, okay, and you are in the air condition, drinking soft drink and watching the television, everything is all right. Why I have to put my clothes and to drive in the hot weather and to start to recite and to know that I am a sinner and then to drive back and to return home and not be able to watch the television because I am already a sinner. So what is this headache? Why all of this headache on Monday? I am not going. Okay, what is the problem? Let Sister Mona go alone. No problem. Okay, but you know, sisters, when you love Allah the Almighty, Allah the Almighty will be the one to make it easy for you. Okay, and when you return home, maybe a sister will call you and tell you, how come you do it on Monday? The weather is 100 plus today. Okay, you can listen in the internet to any scholar and that's it. There is no problem, Sister Mona. It's not even, okay, to any known scholar. This is, you know, Allah knows. Okay, but you can tell her, sister, I am not the one. Allah is the one who sends me to the masjid. It was very easy for me. I just noticed that I am putting my clothes and I am driving to the masjid. Allah, make it easy for me because I love Allah. And Allah loves me, so Allah make it easy for me. So when you will have this feeling that you love Allah the Almighty and Prophet Muhammad more than any other one, Allah will reward you by the feeling of sweetness. Okay, you will be very happy when you return home. You will tell to yourself, oh Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I am very thankful to you, O Allah, that you send me. It was a very good time. It was an hour, and it is the best hour of the week. I feel very close to you. I feel pure. I feel that I am away from the sins. I have time with my spirit. It was very good. I feel different. This is the sweetness of the face. You feel different. You are away from all the, the desires of the worldly life, okay? And you are actually learning about your mistakes, okay? But in spite of all of this, you feel the sweetness of the faith. You feel tranquility. You feel peace. You feel that, inshallah, Allah will reward me. I am more closer. I can pray better. I can do dua more. Maybe my dua and supplication in the masjid will be the way for me, inshallah, to have an outlet from my problems. It was very good that I went today to the masjid. It was excellent. I feel that sweetness. And I am very thankful. I am very happy. This is the sweetness of the faith. You will have it, inshallah. When number one, you love Allah the Almighty more than any other one, and also you love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the practice of the Holy Quran. If you want to see the Quran as a man walking on the earth, this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you love Allah and you love His words, you must love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who sacrificed his life for the sake of this book and this message to reach you. This is number one. Number two, when you love someone, you love that one for the sake of Allah. What is the meaning of this sister? The meaning of this sister is the sincerity towards Allah. When you believe in the oneness of Allah, you believe that everything in this life is done by the command, the will, and the order of Allah only. Only. So those people on the earth, and actually, sister, this is a very important fact which every one of us must remind herself about it. None will give, will bring for you the husband. None will give you the job. None will give you the money. None will give you the kids. None will give you the beauty. None can give you anything, because everything is owned by Allah, and He is the one who distributes everything. So if you are looking for anything in this life, it is only by the command of be. Human beings are meanings, the meanings. Yes, I can have a husband, inshallah, when Allah will say, have a husband, and Daniel will be the meaning. Daniel will come and tell you, Safiya, we have a brother who is looking for a wife. Okay, Safiya, come to our house and meet him. Daniel was just a meaning. Who is the one who controls the heart of that man who is looking for a wife? And who is the one who makes Safiya to know her, Daniel, and to meet her in the masjid, and Daniel remembered Safiya specially. Okay, for that man, who did all of this? This is Allah, the Almighty. So when you love the people, love those whom they are close to Allah. Love those whom they have Allah in their hearts. Number one, because you prove to Allah that I believe Allah, that none of the human being can do anything. So when I love those whom they are sincere with you. And I love those whom I am not in need from anything from them. I just know them because they love you, or they want to learn your book. I meet them in your house. We discuss and we learn your book, and then every one of us is moving to her own life, private life. This means that there is no benefits between me and any human being whom I love in this life. This is very important, because if you look around, you will notice that most of the relations of the human being are based on the benefits. Okay? Who are your friends? My friend is the wife of my boss. The wife of the head of the school. My neighbor, whom she is very rich, and she's taking me and giving me very good gifts. This and that. You will always notice that there is a benefit between you and the other human being in your life. This is not accepted by Allah, because this means that you believe that the human being can give benefit or prevent harm. This is against the belief in the oneness of Allah. When I believe, and actually, sister, this is the proof that the problem of the Muslims is basically in their belief in Allah. And I always mention this over the last 10 years, this is my message. The problems of the Muslims is not in fasting or praying or recitation or memorization or taqweed or anything. Their problem is in the belief of Allah, the basic belief. If you believe basically that everything is only up to Allah, so why I have the benefits as the most important basic for my relation with everyone. When you tell me, can you have this sister as a friend? I will tell you, can you tell me her circumstances? Oh, no, I can't have her as a friend. She's a burden. But Sister Mona, she's religious, she's kind, she's sincere, none of my business. This is none of my business, my friend. I'm very sorry. What about the other one? This one whom she is having this 4x4, 2014 Mercedes. She looks very religious, mashallah. She doesn't have hijab. She's not coming to the masjid. She's never praying. But I feel she will be a very good sister. Let her come with us. I can go to her house and teach her Islam. Yes, I am sure she has a big house and she will take care of me. Thank you very much. But I am very sincere. I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah. This is the problem of the Muslims. And actually, because of this, all my classes are around this fact. You must believe in Allah first correctly, and then it will be very easy for you to follow the right path. So again, sisters, try all the time to question yourself about your friends, about those whom you love, about those whom they are close for you. Do you have them closed for you for the sake of Allah or for the sake of the benefits? If they are for the sake of Allah, you will feel the sweetness of the faith with them, inshallah. Because all the time you will discuss good topics. All the time you will support each other on the right path. Okay? Number three, regarding the qualities for those whom they will taste the sweetness of the faith, the third quality is that you dislike leaving the religion of Islam as you dislike to be thrown in the fire. What is the meaning of this sister? The meaning of this sister is that Islam is your way of life. I can't leave my way of life. I will not be alive if I don't have my way of life. So if you want me to leave Islam, I hate that fact as I hate being thrown in the hellfire. If you have these three qualities, that Allah and His Messenger are the most beloved to you, if you love the human being only for the sake of Allah, and if you love your religion and you cannot leave it, inshallah, all the time Allah will give you the feeling of the sweetness of the faith, and the source of the sweetness of you in your life will be your faith. When you do the good deed, and as we mentioned in the first class, of this series, how you know that you are a true believer and you have the true faith? When the good deed will make you happy, and when the bad deed will make you sorry or upset or sad. Okay? So this is the translation of that hadith. The source of sweetness, security, peace in your life will be your iman, your faith. The more you are closer to Allah, the more you feel security and peace. When you, at night today, you try to actually to evaluate about your deeds for the whole day, you will feel that today was a very good day, alhamdulillah. I don't know when I go to the masjid, when I went to the masjid and we discussed about faith, all praise to Allah, there was a feeling in my heart, alhamdulillah, which is all the time encouraging me to be more closer, to be more good, to be more helpful with everyone. The positive attitude in my spirit is going up. This is the faith, sisters. Your positive attitude will be always up. You will always have hope. You will always be encouraged, inshallah. And this is the reality of the sweetness. Now we will move, inshallah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to know about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the second benefit of the love of Allah, which is that love of Allah keeps you away from the sins. Okay, the more you love Allah, the more you are busy with doing the good deeds. All the time my schedule is full of the good deeds. Why and how? Because I love Allah. And when you love Allah, Allah the Almighty will guide you. And the guidance of Allah means that I will be all the time looking for the good deed. So when you tell me, Sister Mona, today let us go to the galleria, I tell you, I'm sorry, I have a class. Then you tell me, okay, Sister Mona, let us go for that place, for example. I tell you, I will have my daughter and I will, actually, we will sit and we will talk together. And this is very important also for the sake of Allah. She is one of my responsibilities. Then you tell me, Sister Mona, let us, for example, at night go to that restaurant or this. I tell you, I can go for half an hour, no problem, because I'm not against enjoying the worldly life. Otherwise, no one will listen to my classes at all. We must also enjoy the worldly life and go to restaurant in Houston. Okay. But also, sister, you know, I must go home early because I have some responsibilities at home. So when you love Allah, Allah will guide you. And Allah will make you all the time busy with doing the good deeds. The more you are busy with the good deeds, the more you don't have time, okay, to do the bad deeds. And the more it will be easy for you to be away from the sins. And this is very important fact, sister. The more you are on the right path, the more you are away from the wrong path. Okay? Because whom you communicate with, you know, those for the sake of Allah. What are the places you are going for, either my home or a friend or the masjid? I am all the time on the right path. the wrong path, okay, is away from me. Sins are away from me because of the love of Allah. Number three, love of Allah is the way for the healthy spirit and the health of the immune system. And nowadays, actually, sister, this immune system is the basic problem for cancer, okay, because cancer is related to the immune system. And all the time, the advice is eat organic, be away from the viruses, be away from the stress, be away from anything which can cause any pressure or damage to the immune system. Love of Allah is the way for the healthy immune system. How and why? The more you love Allah, the more you feel that you like to complain to Allah. Okay? About all your hidden emotions and your worries. You will get rid of the internal pressure of the hardships, and this is a very important and this is very important for your health and your immune system. What is the meaning of this, you know, sisters? The meaning of this, sisters, is that every one of us is having hidden emotions, okay, which you never say it to anyone. Okay, and even yourself, you try to avoid these hidden emotions. When you have some time alone, these hidden emotions will start to come to your mind. Okay, and because of that, of these hidden emotions, which we always try to escape, we try always to be busy. Okay, why? So that we will not face these hidden emotions which are pressurizing us. What will happen tomorrow? If my husband will happen, if my kids will leave me, if I will be alone, suppose I become sick, no one is around me, if I become very old, if I lose my vision, what? This is the hidden emotions, okay, pressurizing every one of us, okay? But we are not facing this emotion, we try to escape it. And this is why most of us now are busy with the computer, with the WhatsApp, with Facebook. It is just a phenomena of escape. Okay, I don't want to face my problems, either the problems which I am living in or the hidden emotions. I am escaping them. I am happy, I am very good, I don't have any problems. But in reality, every one of us is having a lot of problems which are pressurizing the inside, the inner spirit. Okay, so this is the cause of the cancer. Okay, that we are not facing any of this. We try just to escape it. If someone will come and tell a sister, maybe you have some problems in your family. I noticed that, you know, there are problems with your kids. No. No one will accept anything. We don't have. My kids are the best. Everything is very good. Don't tell me anything. I'm very good. Okay? Oh, okay. Give me my phone book, okay, or my phone. I want to see what is going on with the WhatsApp today. I'm very busy. Okay? Escaping. Okay? But you know, sisters, when you love Allah the Almighty, you will not escape these hidden emotions. Okay? Why? Because when you are close to Allah, when you are down in the sujood, this is the closest position to Allah the Almighty, it is the feeling of the power of Allah and the ability of Allah and the will of Allah to change everything that will encourage you to tell Him the hidden emotions. Oh Allah, I am so worried. I don't want to say it to anyone. And I can't say it while I am alone. I only say it while I am with you, close to you, because you are the one who can help me to get rid of the worry, of the fear, of the feeling that I am not peaceful. I am very lonely, oh Allah. After this prayer, when I will return again to the worldly life, I will put the mask on myself and I will show to everyone that I am not lonely at all. At all. I am not in need of anyone. I am very high up. I am very good. But when I am with you, oh Allah, I must tell you and only tell you, and I cannot say it to myself while I am alone, I will feel a lot of fear. But while I am very close to you, okay, I can say it. Oh Allah, I am so worried. I am so upset. I am so alone. I am getting rid of all the negative feelings of the pressure on my spirit. And at the same time, I am having the hope that the one who controls life,
can make a change for me. So these two feelings, okay, will help you all the time to have a positive feeling and will get the rid of the pressure on your immune system. This is the sisters actually why the as-salah and as-sujood is very important cure. This is how every one of us must get benefit of the prayer. This is how you love the prayer, if you want to love the salah. And inshallah we'll have one class about how to love the salah also. Okay. For me actually, personally, I love the prayer because of this fact. I get rid of all the hidden emotions which I can't say to Mona alone. Okay, I must say it only to Allah and escape it quickly. After I finish my prayer, I am out of the prayer, I am again with my mask in the best shape. Okay, so try to learn this reality, sister, that the love. You cannot say to him the hidden emotions except when you love him and you have the full trust that he is the most merciful in this life. And he knows already about my hidden emotions. Allah is the one, only one who knows what is in the heart of every one of us. Okay? The fourth benefit regarding loving of Allah is that love of Allah is the way to receive Allah's mercy. The more you love Allah, the more you worship Him in the best way. You know, sister, the more you love Allah, the more you are sincere in every act in your life. And this is also the second problem of the Muslims. Number one, the first problem is the belief in the oneness of Allah. Number two is sincerity. Okay, and you cannot have the sincerity except when you are believer in the oneness of Allah. If you don't have the sincerity, you will never love Allah. You must have the sincerity. Only Allah, for Allah, by Allah, for the sake of Allah. When you have this love of Allah, okay, you will be all the time doing all your acts, okay, with sincerity, in the best shape, okay, and you will worship Allah as if you see Allah, okay, because in Islam there is three levels of worshiping Allah. Number one is Islam. Number two is faith, iman. And number two is ihsan. Okay, ihsan means in English to worship Allah as if you see Him. And if you don't see Him, you believe that He can see you or He sees you and observes you. So when you worship Allah as if you see Him, so all the time you will be trying to be in the best shape, not from outside, the sincerity. Because Allah doesn't care for the acts except with sincerity. So when I feel Allah, I will be all the time trying to have the best sincerity in my heart. By time, inshallah, you will have the habit of being sincere with Allah all the time. When you have the sincerity, this is the way to have Allah's mercy all the time. Okay, I will give you now a verse of the Holy Quran which will clarify to you that if you worship Allah as if you see Him with full sincerity, you have ihsan, okay, Allah will make His mercy very close to you all the time. 7, verse number 56. Surah number 7, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 56, page 210.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا وَادْعُوهُ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
And cause not corruption upon the earth after its reformation, and invoke him in fear and aspiration. Indeed, the mercy of Allah is near to the doers of good.
So actually, sisters, in this verse of the Quran in Arabic, it is mentioned that the mercy of Allah is near to those whom they are al-muhsineen. Okay, maybe al-muhsineen to translate it in English is difficult. Okay, so in the English translation it is mentioned the doers of the good. But regarding the Islamic statement, al-muhsin is the one who worship Allah as if he sees him. And if he doesn't see Allah, Allah can see him. Okay? Yes.
What is the difference between al-mu'min and muhsini?
Yes. Al-mu'min is from the iman. Iman is faith, the belief in Allah, the belief in Allah, his angels, his book, his messengers, the day of judgment, and the decree, the good and the bad. This is the iman. Okay, and this is actually the rank which most of us are looking for to have. This is the semi-best, okay, just before the best. But the super position, okay, the best is to be a mu'min, okay? But the super is to be a muhsin, okay? What is the muhsin? The muhsin is the one observing Allah all the time. Okay, this is maybe a higher rank, a more difficult rank. To be a mu'min is excellent, alhamdulillah. We hope that all the Muslim, because the first rank is to be a Muslim, Islam. The second rank higher is to be a mu'min. This is iman, faith. The third rank, which is for a special people, to be a muhsin. Okay, but everyone must try to be a muhsin by worshipping Allah as if you see him, okay, observing Allah all the time and having sincerity with him all the time. Regarding the benefits of love of Allah, the next is that love of Allah is the way for answering your supplication. Okay, and actually every one of us, sister, is looking for a goal in life, which is that Allah will answer her supplication and her dua. When you love Allah from the depths of your heart, you will feel that you are very close to Allah all the time. All the time you are close to Allah because you love him. Because when you love someone, you will try to be close to that one. So when you love Allah, you can be close to him by your heart and by your tongue. So while you are driving the car, you are remembering Allah. While it is rainy, you are remembering Allah. At night you wake up to pray because you love Allah. So this means that you are all the time in close contact with Allah in the best shape. Accordingly, you will get the benefit of the time of the answering of supplication. Number one of the answering of the supplication is at night. Okay, the prayer at night. You will get the benefit of this. Why? Because you love Allah. When it is 10 or 10:30, you tell to yourself, I must sleep now. Because I must wake up. For example, now Fajr prayer is 5:30, 7:38. Okay, I want to wake up by 5 o'clock so that inshallah this will be considered for me night prayer. I will keep on doing dua to Allah. And so long Allah is down in the closest heaven, I must wake up to meet him. Why there are other Muslims, they wake up to meet Allah and I don't wake up to meet Allah. I love Allah. I want to be close to Allah. They are not better than me regarding love of Allah. So I will wake up at night and I will do dua to Allah. Okay, this is the best time for answering the dua. When it is rainy, this is the time of accepting the supplication. Because I love Allah, I am remembering him all the time. So as soon as it starts to rain, I will keep on, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. This is also time of answering the dua. When the sheikh will say Allahu Akbar for the adhan of the salah, between al-adhan and the start of the prayer is time of accept, I will do the dua. So I am a person or a believer whom I am contacting with Allah with dua all the time. Inshallah, it will happen that when it is the time of accepting the dua, I will be calling on him. And this means that, inshallah, my supplications will be answered out of my belief, out of my sincerity, out of my continuous calling on Allah, the Almighty. Also, sisters, the love of Allah is the way to have trust in Allah. And this is very important, sisters, because trust in Allah is the source of the hope in life. The only source of hope, real source of hope in this life is your trust in Allah. And inshallah we will have 2 or 3 classes about trust and rely on Allah, because this is one of the branches of the faith, to have trust in Allah. So how you have trust in Allah if you don't love Allah? You must love him from the depths of your heart so that you will rely on him. On the basis of your love to Allah, I love Allah. I am sure that Allah is the most merciful. Allah is the source of the blessing. So I rely on Him 100%. When you rely on Allah 100%, Allah will shower you with the hope. All the time you will be having hope. And actually I have this feeling because my daughters are always questioning me. At what time you receive the cups of hope every day? Because, you know, they will call me or they will talk to me, you know, Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I have problems, I am not happy, there are hardships, life is not good, what can I do, my husband, my kid? So I will start showering them with the hope. So they will tell me, when did you receive the cups of hope today? Yesterday you gave us the cup of yesterday. So today when you receive it, you know, sister, this is the love of Allah. Allah all the time will, even maybe, you know, my face is not showing that I am happy. Maybe my spirit is under a lot of hardship. But still, when I start to talk, I feel the hope. This is because of Allah, sister. And, you know, sister, without this hope, life will be very difficult. I will give you the last benefit of learning about the love of Allah, and we will continue the same topic, inshallah, because we still have more knowledge, inshallah. Love of Allah is the way to the paradise. So through the love of Allah, you will have all the benefits of the worldly life, and inshallah, you are on your way to the paradise. So long you love Allah, be sure, inshallah, that out of that love, okay, you will be in the paradise. We will recite now from Surah number 18, verse number 107 and 108. Inshallah, we will make the dua, and we will continue next week, inshallah.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا.
صدق الله صدق.
Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Indeed, those who have believed and done good righteous deeds, they will have the garden of paradise as a lodging, there wherein their bad eternally. They will not desire from it any transfer.
So inshallah, sisters, we will make the dua now, and we pray to Allah, inshallah, to guide all of us to love Allah, to obey Allah, to submit to Allah, inshallah, and to be close to Him all the time, so that we will get all the blessings, receive all the blessings from Allah, the Almighty, and let us make the dua, and we will continue with the love of Allah, inshallah, next week. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.